Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, Mark Anthony with us, the psychic lawyer, as we talk about haunted real estate. Who in God's name, Mark, would want to spend $2 million to buy that house?
Yeah, apparently quite a few people. And actually, the murders occurred there. And then after the after Lizzie won the murder trial, she inherited the Borden fortune. And she bought Maplecroft Mansion a few blocks away at 306 French Street in Fall River, Massachusetts. And, George, that, too, is on the market right now for $890,000. And so the realtors are trying to do a, hey, buy both of the Lizzie Borden properties because both of them are paranormal hotspots. And a lot of ghost hunters and paranormal investigators, enjoy going there. And plus, a lot of people, believe it or not, George, actually want to spend the night in these houses.
I was going to say, it is a business. It's a bed and breakfast. But, gosh, I wouldn't want to spend the night there.
Yeah, I've been in a lot of pretty intense places. Being a psychic medium, I get invited to a lot of haunted locations. And I've spent the night in some fairly eerie places. I've never had a problem, but a lot of people find it very, very disturbing to spend the night there. And a lot of people love that rush, that thrill of encountering what they believe to be ghostly apparitions.
Mark, is it a state-by-state law with regards to disclosure? If you're selling property and somebody died there, do you have to let them know?
Yeah, that falls under what's known, George, as stigmatized property.
Okay.
And each of the 50 states has their own laws governing the real estate transactions. And roughly half of them require disclosure of stigmatized properties. But they don't require sellers to disclose if they're haunted, with two exceptions, Minnesota and Massachusetts. Both of their statutes specifically say that they have to disclose if it was the site of a suicide, accidental death, natural death, or perceived paranormal activity. Massachusetts says alleged parapsychological or supernatural phenomenon. And so at least we got two states that come out and say this. New York and Maryland allude to it without saying it directly. New York says that their statute indicates that if the property is psychologically impacted And Maryland comes out and says that you basically, a house built on or near burial grounds is considered a stigmatized property, and you can't conceal that fact.
Well, so,
go ahead.
You remember the movie The Miracle on 34th Street, where in court they brought all this mail that was delivered to the post office on behalf of Santa Claus. And the judge and the judge said, and he made his ruling. He said, if the United States Post Office recognizes Santa as a real being, then so be it. And that was the way it was. So in this case, for example, like in Massachusetts, where they recognize paranormal activity must be disclosed, is that an admission that the state of Massachusetts believes that paranormal activity is the real deal?
It would certainly indicate that, but I think, see, this starts treading on thin constitutional ice, because if you're going to have a government agency or a branch of the government, whether it is the legislative branch or the judicial branch, say that a place is haunted, that there's paranormal, supernatural activity going on there, then that can be construed as the government saying that there is an afterlife. And according to constitutional analysts, that is a violation of separation of church and state, because then you're having a government agency make a pronouncement that there is something beyond our material world.
Would you buy a haunted house?
Sure, I wouldn't have a problem with it. I'd check it out. I'd want to maybe spend a day or a night there and see what type of activity is going on. But I communicate with spirits all the time, and I've never found it to be problematic. I know other people who find it to be so, but I think it all has to do with the vibration, the frequency that you tune into, and I'm not interested in tuning into negative vibrations.
When we take calls with Mark Anthony next hour, if you're living in a haunted house or if you want to react to whether you would buy one, just to check in with us. But Mark would like to give you a little reading. All he needs is a question from you. I'll give him your name, your first name, and then off we go. What are ancestor spirit worshipers? You've looked at that.
Well, I have, and Since I want to talk briefly about this case that I was doing a reading for this woman, and her son had been brutally murdered, and his spirit came through and was communicating with us. And then, George, another spirit came in, and it was a woman, and I kept getting the name Lizzie. And in this vision, the spirit was holding a hatchet and started hacking apart a jack-o'-lantern, a pumpkin with a face carved in it. And I heard, justice will be done. And so I'm reporting this to the client. And I go, this sounds really, really weird. I'm describing it to her. And she goes, oh, my God. And I go, what? She said, Mark, she says, I'm a descendant of Lizzie Borden. And I'm like, what? And she said, I said, well, she keeps saying justice will be done. She's hacking apart a jack-o'-lantern. So I said to the client, I said, that indicates to me something about right around the end of October, around Halloween. She said, the man who murdered my son is going on trial, and it starts October 31st, which is Halloween.
Oh, my gosh.
And the last message I got from Lizzie was, he'll die a gruesome death in prison. So what I did, George, is I waited about a month after Halloween, and then I called the client. I said, do you remember the reading? She goes, oh, Mark. She said, jury selection started on October 31st. The trial lasted, practically 2 weeks. He was found guilty, convicted to life in prison without parole. And I said, wow. She said, and I'll never forget this, George. She said, I'm a Christian, and I'm not supposed to take comfort in the suffering of others, but I can't say that this makes me feel bad. And I said, well, I've never had the spirit of a psychopathic killer come through before and make somebody feel good. And she said, well, Mark, I guess there really is a first time for everything.
And now, has anything happened to the guy in prison at this point?
Not at this point. He's only been in for about a year and a half, 2 years now. The client, she, you know, we keep in touch because this was such a profound thing. And it's very interesting because after the reading, I found out that Lizzie Borden had no children. Neither did her sister, Emma. However, the Borden family is very large. And so let's say you and I are both descended from George Washington. Even though he had no children, he had cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're all part of that DNA
right.
line. And what's really fascinating, George, and the reason I'm bringing this up, because this is segueing into to ancestors, is that some of Lizzie Borden's descendants include none other than Winston Churchill and also actress Elizabeth Montgomery. Remember the old TV show Bewitched?
Bewitched, absolutely, with her cute little nose that she'd wiggle.
Yeah, and she wiggled her nose and things happened. And the fascinating thing is Elizabeth Montgomery played Lizzie Borden in a TV movie called The Legend of Lizzie Borden. Other Borden descendants include a woman by the name of Gail Borden, who invented condensed milk and founded Borden Milk Company.
Oh, there's a relationship to Lizzie Borden and the Borden Milk Company?
Yes, they're all from the same DNA line.
Oh, my God.
And both Lizzie Borden and a woman by the name of Norma Jean Baker, whom we better know as Marilyn Monroe,
mm-hmm.
share the same ancestor, Robert Borden, who emigrated from England and died in 1671. So the Borden family came over from Britain, settled in the New England area. It was a large, prominent, and wealthy family, and their descendants exist to this day.
That's an amazing story, Mark. That is something else.
Well, it ties into with the ancestor worship and ancestor connections because, I mean, you know, if I said, oh, I'm doing a reading for you, George, and Lizzie Borden came through, I mean, that sounds crazy.
That's kind of weird.
But
that's right.
It is really weird. But then again, there was a connection between my client and Lizzie Borden. And so in my work in studying paranormal phenomenon, because I'm not just a medium, I'm also, you know, the psychic explorer, and I like to explore this phenomenon, it appears that the spirits of our ancestors remain connected to us. So even though, obviously, my client never knew or met Lizzie Borden because there's a century between them, there seems to be some connections with the spirit of our ancestors and their descendants now. And in many instances, they will come forward to provide guidance, messages of healing. And I think that this is a very important thing for people to understand is that, you know, love never dies. There is an energetic link that flows throughout the generations between people here and those of us that we're related to.
The other side, in most cases, really wants to help us, don't they?
It does. My experience is that nothing spiritual is controlling. Spirits are not here to frighten us, to dominate us. They come forth to provide messages of love, healing, and resolution. So that is extremely, extremely comforting and extremely healing.
Since you've been doing this, Mark, do you find that it gets even more fascinating as these cases go by?
Oh, absolutely. And in my work traveling overseas and also in this country, there's nothing new about ancestor worship or ancestor veneration. It's part of our, I'd say, it's part of our DNA. And the late philosopher and mythology expert, Dr. Joseph Campbell, he said that humans need a connection to the divine. And we look to the spirits of our deceased loved ones and even give them divine attributes because it's easier to relate to them than it is to the infinity of, let's call the divine power that you and I would call God. And a lot of people believe, as I do, that God works in mysterious ways, and so that we're all cells in the body of God, and we're all extensions of that energy. So the reason I'm bringing this up is it's easier for us to receive a healing message from a recognizable face, a recognizable personality, than it is sometimes from this overwhelming, infinite intelligence base. In other words, it's easier for us to see the finite than to even begin to try to comprehend the infinite.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.